but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Every Thursday this season, Trent Walker, Oregon State wide receiver, has joined us in this hour to talk about his upcoming game and his favorite Jamba and his childhood. We have hit on it all. He is joining us now. You got a big football game tomorrow night against Houston. It's a weird week, isn't it, with a short week? Tell us how that changes your week.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on again. With the short week, you really got to bounce back and recover as quick as possible. Houston's coming off a bye, and we're on a short week, so they have almost double the amount of preparation on us, but we feel good about it going in. It's a more condensed game plan. We're focusing on doing what we know how to do well, and the theme is just executing.
Give us an idea. Is it a physical bounce back? Is it a psychological bounce back when you have a short week?
It's a little bit of both. Ever since I got to college, I've noticed that that your body really takes a beating playing college football. So on the physical side, not having that extra day hurts a little bit, but our waist staff did a good job of getting us up and moving rather than us just laying around, because our thing is movement is medicine. Mm-hmm. And then in the mind, it's just it's nicer having a short week because you flush the last game quicker than usual. Obviously that one hurt, but we have no time to dwell on it.
Let's go back to that game. You guys had something going in the run game in the first quarter. It was a frustrating game, I think, from a passing standpoint. What was Oregon doing that made the pass game difficult?
Yeah, what I noticed was they were playing a lot of cloud or cover two. So they had, whenever I was in the boundary, we had a corner who was playing the flats and then a safety over the top, which always makes it difficult to get those quick ones. And then we took advantage of it, though, because you guys saw it in the run game. We were running the ball pretty well for a little bit. We had 4 or 5 yards a pop, and it was working for us.
What's that feel like when you have the run game going? And then, you know, it felt to me at the end of the first quarter like you guys had to be feeling pretty good about where you were. And then at some point, it's just, you know, Oregon's depth and, you know, maybe their talent kicked in, and it's difficult to stay with that if you're not moving the ball and scoring points.
Yeah, I think when we went into the locker room at halftime, we felt real good about it. We're going into the second half knowing that we were going to try and continue to run the ball as well as we were. I think it really just came down to us not staying on the same mindset that we were the first half. I think we got a little too, I don't want to say comfortable because that's not the word, but the first half is Oregon State football and the second half wasn't, and the score reflected that.
I think you take some positives away from the game. And I know, you know, and I say that people go, oh, you're just being, but I kind of left that game thinking that you guys had fixed some things. Am I wrong to say that?
No, I don't think you're wrong to say that at all. I think the first half really showed the country and ourselves that, like, we're a good team if we just do what we do. If we try and go out there and we're not executing, we have someone trying to be a hero and we have dudes not doing their job, then it's just like any other team, like you're going to end up losing. So there's always positives, but that one did hurt.
Trent Walker with us every week as part of our our tribute to Jamba. This in a segment brought to you by Jamba. Trent, let me ask you this. Students back on campus, what has it felt like to see bodies moving around campus, bicycles, people moving in?
Yeah, it's nice. In the summer, Corvallis is a little bit of a ghost town. There's not, the population isn't crazy. Coach Bray said something today, like, make sure you guys are leaving your places a little earlier. There's going to be more traffic. I think he said something like 30,000 more people in the city of Corvallis. And when you look at it that way, you get excited about playing on Friday night in front of the crowd for the first time.
Do you remember moving in, the first experience? Did you go into the dorms as a freshman?
Yeah, I remember. I was living in the dorms for a whole year.
Okay, so do you remember the move in and all of that? What do you remember from that? Take us through it for people who haven't done it, or maybe haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, it was hectic for sure. We had to be here in June, so we got to move in without the whole population of the students and undergrads. But I remember it being super hectic. We tried to fit everything in one car with my parents. Luckily I had them to put a whole bunch of stuff in this one huge cart. So we only took two trips. But it was hectic. It was hot. It was middle of summer in June. I remember just being super excited to be at college for the first time.
I am excited about this football game. What do you see when you look at Houston on film?
Yeah. Houston's a talented team. They got some talent on the defensive side of the ball, but one thing Bray's emphasized is we've seen some of the best teams in the country already. Not to take anything away from Houston or the rest of the teams that we played, but going down to Tech and then going into Oregon, we have no reason to be timid against any team. I think someone told me that we had the second hardest schedule these first four games in the country, which is, you take that with a grain of salt, because it's like, if we've seen some of the best teams in the country, what's stopping us from going on a little win streak?
Yeah, I was looking at that too. Your strength of schedule is the number two schedule in the country. And behind you is Notre Dame. After that is Florida. And I was trying to figure out Georgia State in the Sun Belt. They say they've had the toughest schedule in the country. Here's who they played. They played Ole Miss on the road. They played Memphis at home. They played Murray State at home. And they played at Vanderbilt. I kind of think you had it harder. I think playing at Oregon and at Texas Tech beats going to Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. So I guess the metrics come down to Memphis, Murray State against, a Fresno State in there and a Cal. But the number two schedule in the country gives you, I think, makes you battle tested. What kind of confidence do you have that you guys can spin out of this? Because now, these final eight games, there's some wins in here. And how many is up to you guys? But what kind of confidence do you have that you guys can put it together and play your best football?
I think the whole locker room feels good about these next eight games. At this point, just leaving everything on the field. We only got eight more opportunities guaranteed. If you look at last year, we started off the season real well. And then, unfortunately, we went on a losing streak. So it's like, what's the difference between just flipping the script of that and breaking this losing streak and going on a little run?
Trent, I know the personal stuff doesn't matter, but you need to touch the football. And I thought you not getting a catch last week was not good for the offense. When Trent Walker's getting 7, 8, 10, targets, that's when this offense is going well. Are you guys doing anything different to help get you the ball? Because if I'm Houston, I'm playing cover two.
Yeah, I think that game was frustrating to say the least. But like I said, we were running the ball well. For me, it just comes down to what can I do to help the team win. And in the Oregon game, it was blocking on the perimeter or going down and digging out a safety. We got a few wrinkles in the game plan, but I think the biggest thing for me is I'm ready to win, man. I'm tired of losing. If me not catching the rock means we win a game, so be it.
Love that. Yeah. Are you guys still focused and engaged? Because I know that it gets tough if you don't get a result, but Your coach came on the show this week, said he feels like the locker room, you had good practices, locker room's engaged. You agree with that?
Yeah, I would say so. I got the captains together and we did like a player only meeting, and it wasn't on any like motivational stuff. It was kind of just, all right, let's move on. Let's turn the page. And I think just hearing other guys in the room talk, I think that made people buy in just a little bit more. And I would agree with Coach Brad. I think the energy at practice, has been just as good as the energy was at camp, surprisingly with our record, but, we got a good group of guys and we just got to put things together, man.
Trent Walker, you're the best. I appreciate you making time. Good luck to you on Friday night and, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate you. Go Beavs.
All right. There he goes. Trent Walker, Oregon statewide receiver. They will play on Friday night on ESPN against Houston. They are 0-4. They need a win. What did he say? I'm tired of losing. I want you to leave it here. We have so much more ahead on today's show, including Dan Lanning, Oregon football coach. He'll be with us at 4:20. I want you here for it. You got the BFT.